Hello, it's Chad.
Hi, Chad. Chad, this is Paul. I'm calling you back here from Local Splash. Of course, we spoke earlier today regarding branding your business. Did you have a chance maybe to speak with your partner or take a look at the email I sent out to you?
Yes, I did.
Okay. Did you have any questions for me at this point?
No, I think he was wanting to go with it.
Okay, great. Of course, it's month to month. Like the email says, it's just a flat rate of $249. That's an out-the-door cost. There's no setup fee to get things started or anything like that. And that would be a fixed rate, too. So there's no taxes, fees, surcharges, no lead fees. You're not paying per click, call, or job, not a percentage of your profits or anything like that. And although it is the new business rate, it's not an introductory rate. It's not going to balloon up on you later on. As long as you keep the service, it's going to be that exact amount. Now, when we get your phone ringing, is this the number that you want your customers to call, the one we're speaking on, the 928-651-2292?
Can I do like two numbers?
Yeah, of course. But this number is your number, right? It's always going to be a good number for us to reach you.
Yeah.
Okay, and then what is that secondary number that you would want your customers to see?
Okay, it is going to be 480-250-8828.
So I've got 480-250-8828.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And then the business itself is, well, it's service-based, right? You only go out to the customer. There's not any physical address, no brick-and-mortar showroom or location that you would want us to promote for your business online?
Yeah, just for right now.
Perfect. Oh, so the address that we have, the 4995 East Indian Wells Drives, that's your residence?
Uh-huh.
Okay, perfect. That's okay. Because Google knows that most service-based businesses are, in fact, run from the home, kind of run out of the truck. They, of course, even if you had like an office where you did your paperwork or a shop where you kept your equipment, if customers don't regularly come to you, Google doesn't want to list a physical street address because they do not want anyone to drive out there and knock on your door, especially since you're out in the field most days. So you'll just be listed Chandler, not even the zip code and certainly not that physical street address. And then, of course, like I was saying earlier, we can easily cover your entire service area, focus on specific cities, zip codes, even neighborhoods throughout the East Valley where it's going to be most profitable for you to be found. Now, Tara never did, and I didn't either on the other call, get your last name?
Daly, D-A-L-E-Y.
Okay, Mr. Daly. And then if you don't have any other questions for me, at this point I would do a couple of things. One, I would be scheduling a follow-up call with one of our technicians. We call it a client interview. So we kind of talk to you in depth about your services, your service area, find out if you've got like a mission statement, motto, tagline, slogan, you know, what's unique about your business. If you want, for example, to be branded knowledgeable, trustworthy, client satisfaction, job one, that type of thing. If you already have a logo, we'll use it. If not, we will create one for you with your suggestions, of course. We do take care of all of that in a follow-up call. You don't really need to be in front of a computer for that call. The other thing that I am required to do here, Mr. Daly, because we are a Google partner, is to read what's called a voice verification. It actually does get recorded through the computer. It attaches to your account as an added form of protection for you. So you know that it is a month-to-month service, that we've waived your setup fee, that we've reduced the rate, that the rate is fixed, etc. The voice verification is recorded, but you can stop me at any time if you have a question or want me to clarify the intent of my question. It is, however, pretty straightforward. I am actually required to read it before I can even ask you for any form of payment, but if everything makes sense at the end, we can move forward from there. Is that fair?
Yes.
Okay. Chad, give me just a quick second then to get that set up. Okay. So it reads as follows. It says, welcome to Local Splash's voice verification, Mr. Daly. This part of the call will in fact be recorded for quality assurance to outline your service agreement, and it is an added form of protection for you. It says, in order to ensure the accuracy of your order for the sake of the recording this time, can you please restate the name of your business as you would want it to appear online?
Healthy Home Servicing.
Perfect. That is exactly how I have that. Mr. Daly, please state your name and your official title within the business.
Chad Daly, owner.
Okay. And then as the owner of Healthy Home Servicing, Chad, you are then, of course, authorized to enter into this non-contractual agreement on behalf of the business, right?
Yes.
Of course. And then for the billing information that you will be using for our services, Mr. Daly, are you an authorized user on that account?
Yes.
Okay. Now, Chad, it says to get results as fast as possible, it is important that you are also actively involved in your campaign, since it is, of course, our job to make sure that the people in your service area who need your services can, in fact, contact you. For that reason, we do specifically request that you do, in fact, agree to be both receptive and responsive in a timely fashion to phone calls, emails, text messages coming from both my company and from your potential customers, Mr. Daly. Of course, you would agree to that, right?
Yes.
Perfect. And then it does say, in hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, we do ask that you will continue to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your agreement. Again, it is month to month. The reason that we ask is all the content we'll be creating for your business. Of course, we would not want you to pay someone else for services that we are already providing. And then equally, or perhaps even more important, is that we will always make sure that all of your information online is accurate, current, and consistent. So we're not saying you cannot hire someone else, although you definitely will not need to. We are, though, just saying if you do decide to hire someone who you think might also create content for your business online, we ask that you at least let us know so we can make sure that all of that information is always accurate. Chad, that's fair enough, right?
Yes.
Perfect. Yeah, we're going to do what's called a NAPW audit. Stands for name, address, phone number, website. We will, of course, make sure that no physical address appears for your business online since customers don't come to you. We do that audit in the beginning, and we do it periodically, too. But if anything new comes along, it's just a good idea to let us know. Now, with all of the reductions in the cost that I was able to apply, waiving the setup fee even, and, of course, with it being a month-to-month service, this next part reads as follows. It says, your payment for the initial term, including the one-time setup fee, which I'm actually going to waive altogether, will be charged today's date, the 5th of March, in the very reduced total amount of exactly $249.00. Chad, that $249 is a fixed rate as well as a flat rate. So it means it'll never go up. Not at any time, not for any reason, not even by a penny, and it is an exact amount. No taxes, no fees, no surcharges, no lead fees, of course. The calls come directly to you. This does include content on Google, Bing, all the additional relevant directories, and the social media campaign, paid Facebook ads are included as well at no additional cost. When the term is completed, the agreement would be set to automatically renew with recurring billing on the 5th of the month and that same exact reduced rate of $249. Once again, that rate will never go up on you. It is offered on a month-to-month basis, completely at will, no contract. So, of course, that means you can stop at any time for any reason. No questions asked, no fees involved. You can pause it, too. If you end up getting more work than you can take on or need to go on vacation, if you had to, you could pause the service seasonally. All that we would request to prevent the charge to the next month is that you would contact our client support team at least 3 days before your billing date. That, Mr. Daly, is simply because we are, in fact, closed on the weekend. Chad, do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay, that actually does conclude the voice verification. Mr. Daly, that first payment, is that going to be on a MasterCard, Visa, American Express, Discover? What works best for you, sir?
Visa.
And on that particular card, Chad, is it your name, the business name, or both?
It's my name.
Any middle initial or simply first and last?
Yeah, there's a J.
J? Okay, so the middle initial of J. And then you said that was a Visa card, Chad. That should start with a 4. All Visa cards do. I'm actually ready for that number whenever you are, sir.
All right, it is 4147-2026-1236-0279.
Okay. The expiration month and year?
06/28.
06/2028. And then the last three digits on the back of the card?
453.
453. So I have 453-453 on the back of the card. I've got June or 06 of 2028 for the expiration date. And then, Chad, was the card itself 41-47-2026-1236-0679? 0279. I was wondering about that last set of four. It got a little staticky right there. So I've got 0279.
Yes.
The last four. 0279. Okay. So 41472026123602279. And then does that bill at the home address, the 4995 East Indian Wells Drive, 85249?
I think this one has actually a different billing address, but if it bills to the home address, it's fine as well.
Okay. All right. We'll see. There shouldn't be a problem, especially if the zip code's the same. The zip code would be different?
Would be different for the billing, yes.
Okay. So we'll see. We'll see what happens. I mean, if you think it's okay to bill to the 85249, our system will let us know. In about a minute here, you're going to receive a confirmation email through our automated system. It does have our client support phone number as well as the hours of operation on there. But if you do have a pen handy, I'd be more than happy to give you that information now.
Okay.
All right. So the toll-free number is 877-635-6225. Again, that's 877-635-6225. It's simply option 1 or extension 1 to reach a client support agent. You can reach a live agent Monday through Friday. That's going to be 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. That is Arizona time. And, of course, you can email the support team 24/7. If you email the support team, they will follow up with you within that following business day. The email address is simply supports@localsplash.com. You will, like I said, receive all that information by way of email in about a minute. You'll also receive an additional email. That first month's invoice will be emailed out to you separately. Chad, there's going to be a link on the invoice email to the written terms and conditions. That's everything that we did just go over in the voice verification provided for you in writing. You'll also receive that link by a direct text message. Now, when you receive either the text or the email, please do let me know. I did want to walk you through just a couple of things there. The only other order of business on my end, really, at this point, is to schedule the follow-up call with your technician. You do not need to be in front of a computer, like I said. This late in the day, though, we're booked out. It'd have to be tomorrow. Looks like the very first available would be 8 a.m. The last available would be 4 p.m. Looks like there's just about every spot in between has at least one available, except for the lunch hour, which is 1 o'clock. Did you want something kind of early morning, mid-morning, late in the day, or early afternoon?
Wednesday, let's do 9.
9? Okay, perfect. So we'll schedule it from 9 until 10, It is, like I said, a one-hour window. Call usually gets to you like right at or just a few minutes after the top of the hour. It takes about, you know, 25, 30 minutes after that. If I happen to be in between phone calls when our technician is ready to call you, Chad, I'll be on that call as well, at least in the very beginning, just to kind of introduce you to your technician and answer any questions that you might have. I might not be available. They'll call you no matter what, and they'll take really good care of you. I did just want to add a little bit of extra security on your account, just a question and an answer. Anyone who calls us and tells us that they're with Healthy Home Servicing, even if it's you and we recognize your voice, we may still ask you for the answer to the question. And even more importantly, anyone who calls you moving forward, if they identify themselves as being with Google or even with Local Splash, first of all, they will need to know my name, which is Paul Gordon. They'll also need to know both the answer and the question. If they can't give you that information in 30 seconds or so, just politely let them go. If they're calling you, Chad, and asking you for more money for your Google listing, politely let them go. Like I said, the voice verification has already been attached to your account for your protection. It clearly states it bills once a month on the 5th for exactly $249. Now, your options for your security question are the city you were born in or your first pet's name. Which of those would you want for your security question?
This is the city I was born in.
City you're born in. And then what is the answer?
Kayenta. K-A-Y-E-N-T-A.
Okay. Gotcha. Okay. I have to type it in twice. And it has to be in lowercase for whatever weird reason. But I've got it in the system there. And then, did you happen to receive either the automated email or the text message? It looks like our system piggybacked everything all at once. Our emails get sent out every couple of minutes, kind of in bulk, so sometimes they get separated out. But in this case, everything got sent already. So you've got the welcome email with the client support information. You've got one that says action needed. I'll talk about that in just a second here. But the one that I did want you to look at was the one that says Local Splash initial invoice. If you click on that, it says something like, thank you for choosing Local Splash. Your invoice is located below. Then it says, please click here to accept the subscription terms. Do you see that?
Yeah.
Okay. If you click on that blue click here, it is hyperlinked. It goes directly to the Local Splash Terms of Experience, talking about all the services we'll be providing for you. Now, I know your time is valuable. I don't want to walk you through everything here. Google, though, is going to be our main focus. It's pretty much everyone's main focus. But something like 1 out of 10 people will choose Bing over Google. Most of them are searching on their smartphone. We want you to get those calls, too. So we'll kind of mirror the content on Bing. The directories are not just Google, Bing, Yelp, Facebook. It's all the content necessary for you to be on that first page. You already have a website, so we're going to promote that website. But if you ever wanted a new website, we'd have to start from scratch. We couldn't fix your website, but we could use the domain. We could build a new site for you. That would be included if you ever did want us to go that route. The Facebook ads are included, too. Now, there's a long line. It goes all the way across it, and it populates your mobile number just below that. A couple of boxes right below that, we do want you to click on both of those. One says, I agree to receive SMS messages, which are, of course, just text messages through the computer. The other one says, I certify that I'm the authorized holder and signer. We want you to click on that box. Now, there's a longer box below that with an arrow pointing towards it that says sign. If you click on that box, you can either type in or copy and paste your name. It does have to be exact. So if you copy and paste, just avoid the space before or after. If you type it in, the C, J, and D are all capitalized, and there is no period after the middle initial, just the J. But once you've got Chad J. Daly in that box, click the confirm signature box to the right of it. Mr. Daly, that does a few things. Actually, of course, it lets us know that you know that it's month to month, that it's that fixed flat rate, that we reduce the cost, waive the setup fee. It'll also allow us to release the Google PIN card to verify that you are an active business and to do the initial NAPW audit to make sure that any information that's already out there is accurate and to fix it if it's not. So it is an important step in the process. Chad, you'll know that you are successful in submitting that when it takes you to the next page and asks you to log in a username and a password. Just let me know when you see that next screen.
Okay, I got it.
Okay. So you can actually stop right there. The reason that the you're seeing that. It's actually coming from the same dashboard portal that you'll be using very soon to access your tracking system. Our automated system thinks both that your tracking system is already active and that you're trying to access it now, neither of which is really true. We do actually have to do your client interview first to create the content for there to be something to track. But in the next day or so after your client interview, you'll receive by text and email your username and a default password. You can change the password if you like. Some people never do, and that's fine too. It looks like the system has assigned your username, though, and that actually cannot be changed. Luckily, though, it's easy for you to remember. It is simply your phone number. The area code is included, but just numbers, so no dashes, no spaces, no parentheses. Your username then, of course, is just 928-651-2292. I'm going to send you a calendar invite. The invite is just as a reminder for your system and for ours. It's going to say Local Splash CIENG. That just stands for Client Interview to be conducted in English. It's got your username, your name, and then your phone number. Chad, in any correspondence to the support@localsplash.com email, please do include either your phone number or your username. They are basically the same thing. That lets us easily and quickly access the information and forward it to the right department. You can send everything to the support email and we'll just take care of it from there. You are all set and squared away. Oh, I did want to say also that at 8 o'clock tomorrow, our automated system will send you a reminder email that the call itself is scheduled at 9. It might be a couple of minutes after 9 that they actually give you that phone call. I do hope, though, that I'm available and just to say a quick hello. Right now, though, I did want to say welcome aboard. You know, we're pretty excited to get that going for you. Get that website out there in front of more eyes, get your phone ringing, and, of course, you know, to earning your business just 1 month at a time.
Thank you.
Thank you, too, Mr. Daly. Really appreciate you. You take care. You enjoy the rest of the day, sir.
Thanks. You have a good one.
Thank you. You, too. Take care.
Bye.
Bye-bye.